Integration. Carrying the psycho-spiritual construct of connectedness in its core, the anecdotal poem Integration describes the dramatic shift in the protagonist's attitude that is caused by a random event. While waiting for a train, in an unfamiliar station, a series of actions and reactions result in some hard-hitting realizations. What were they? Read on. Listen in. This poem is read to you by Vasanthi Vasudev. Integration. I sat alone on the platform. Trains came and they left. I saw faces, many. Knew not I any. I felt strange, even a little fearful. Why? Was it the unfamiliar nature of people or place? Who were they? Were they different from me? Yes and no. Not really, yet very. They were humans like me, yet I did not feel a part of them. Social conditioning had taught me the dictum. Familiarity is safe. Known faces are friends. Stay away, they warned, from the dangers of the unknown. I was lost and rootless, caught in the traps of my cliched past. I struggled to break free, to smile in friendship to the faces by my side. But was it fear? Maybe it was arrogance. Or was it ego? I felt separate from we and all. I held back, conscious of black and white. Suddenly, all hell broke loose. In twinkling time, I was in the thick red of mayhem amidst a crowd of coolies. Drunken calves swung in action, shoulders knocked, arms locked, necks craned, shrieking fear, screaming pain. And then my voice barked, loud and bold, soaked in empathy for the victim, spewing anger at the victor. Oh, stop! Do stop! As my own unfamiliar voice rent the air, and I stood shocked at everything, including my outburst and involvement, dead silence was born. A dozen eyes challenged, "Who are you?" Angry stares fixed on my two hands, firm and strong, as they tugged the victim onto his feet. The old man dragged himself to a stand, leaning frail on his bone and my will to defend him. At once, all friction ceased. Voices were lost and heads bowed in shame. At that split second, I became a floating particle riding the wave of humanity, connected, intimate, one, inseparable from the cosmic sea of collective consciousness. And I merged and became one with the milieu. The aged muscular figure held my arm tight and steadied his feet. He lifted and tied his fallen headcloth, his red turban. His black beady eyes shone and smiled, pupils singing a prayer of gratitude. Feeling integrated, feeling whole, I moved, brisk and bright, smiling in triumph. I quickly picked hitherto scattered pieces of myself and my luggage and boarded the train to my destination.